you will notice that I am wearing the same blazer as I have for the last 3 weeks. It is clean. Welcome to this week's McInnes Marketing Minute, guys. We are talking today about how long will it take for your place to sell in this market.
A lot of people think their agents have crystal balls.
No.
However, although we can give relatively accurate assumptions based on the comparables, of course there's no exact science to figuring out how long it's going to take to sell, although there are a few fundamentals that we're going to go into. They can assist you in trying to highlight that number.
There are indeed. First of all, I hate this question. Like, it's just sad because it's never the same for anyone, and it's so
very fully loaded.
Yeah. So one of the ways, and this is something that we include in all of our listing presentations that we're doing with our clients, is so we try to, as best as possible, I mean, a realtor will always look for apples comparisons, as you guys know. But when it comes to the sales, we try and do the two things as well. So if you're in a condo and you have a two bedroom, two bathroom, 900 square foot home, if we can look at other two bedroom, two bathrooms in the same building that have 900 square feet as well, then we can gather a bit of a first of all, a place to start on how long they're on the market for and how long it took them to sell as well.
Yeah, so we can take the comps of the apples to apples, the building and the close proximity, and try and gauge what that 1,000 square foot, two bed, two bath in the area has sold at in the last, sold at in the last 30, 60 or 90 days.
Yeah, so there's a couple of things that you have to be sure of when you're looking at this though, because if that identical comparable sold this time last year, it's not really going to be comparable because the market has changed since then. Whether it's a good market or a bad market, it will have changed within the year. And you also need to look at what their strategy was. I mean, they may have taken 100 days to sell, but they could have started 80 grand over market value, then reduced to 50 grand over market value, then 25 grand over market value. Then they started to hit market value. They chased the market, and that whole process took 100 days. On the other end, they could have tried to motivate the market, and so they actually started off 25,000 below market value, which meant they sold in a quick time or in a quicker time.
Yeah, so as Ben's saying, the numbers on the listings that your agents are going to show you, will show the days on market, will show the collective days on market if they've pulled the property off and put it back onto MLS with a new price. You can get the collective days from when they actually started, but it's not going to show you kind of what they've been through at face value. So when your agent does some digging, he or she will find that they actually did three price reductions until they sold, but this time they sold, when they started at their new price, they were only on the market for 3 days. But the collective process took 143 days. So strategy is everything, and when a lot of agents, I think right now, are talking to their clients, including us of course, and say, this is what the comparables put you at price-wise, but the last comparable was 60 days ago, 90 days ago, the market has moved in 90 days, so we suggest you come in lower to stay attractive. That's why, because we can't get the exact climate of today's market if we don't have today's comparables, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's to highlight the point, it is a rough guide as well. It's not an exact science, however much we would love that crystal ball, we don't have it. So it's somewhere to shed a bit of light on an area which is typically dark. It's not going to give you a clear-cut, definitive yes or no and time period, but it's a good basis to go from. And it's also good to be used as well when it comes to signing a listing contract, because you may be thinking, how long do I sign for? What's fair? What's too short? What's too long? Well, if you look at these comparables and you take into account the adjustables for their strategy, and you know, you may be looking at an average of 95 days on market, well, that's essentially just over 3 months. So signing that listing contract for 2 months is going to be a little bit counterintuitive, because before you've even done that, you can see that it's just taking a bit of extra time in order to move the product. So maybe signing for something like 4 months is going to be more appropriate.
Yeah, I think that's,
I think pretty much wraps it up.
That covers the price side.
Covers the price side. And that's all we're talking about.
No, we're not. What the else? Exposure side. the marketing side.
Are we?
We are. So also based on comparables is the tried and true conversation that we've had a number of times is how's the property been marketed? Is it got its own photos done by a professional, by the agent themselves? Are there all the marketing supportive materials like floor plans and videos and all this sort of stuff? So when you're interviewing agents in a market like this that is, I don't want to use the word stagnant, but I will, compared to a bit over a year ago, you need to price very effectively, as we just highlighted before, but also pick an agent who's going to do every possible thing to get the exposure on that home, because now more than ever, it makes a lot more sense to pick someone with experience and it's going the whole marketing yard instead of maybe shopping on price, which of course we see a lot more of now in this market when things are getting a lot tighter, and the sort of face value things. I think more fundamentals like the marketing side are a lot more important now.
I mean, the reality is there's so much more competition out there. So when you're looking at these sole comparables to gain an idea, if you're looking at something that was staged, it's got professional photography done, it's maybe got some video on there, it's got access to documents immediately, and it has everything that you need, it only makes sense that you should be doing the same. If you want to go in and your agent wants to, you know, snap on their phone and put four or five pictures up of the place, not that much information, no video or anything, hoping all is well, it's just not going to be effective, because the marketing right now is, it's important to just get people through the door. So essentially you're putting it out there so that people can have an accurate, positive picture of what your place looks like, and it actually gets them through the door, which is obviously step one, it's the final step. Accepted offer, but the marketing now is just to get to step one, and without it you're really kind of shooting yourself in the foot. And I mean, as a property owner, it actually doesn't cost you any money, your agent will be taking care of this, so it's something which you should be not just asking for but demanding.
Yeah, and it's, as you've probably seen if you've had those conversations with your agent about how long things are taking, there's severely less urgency on the buyer side these days than there was a year ago. So they have all the time in the world now and are taking that time to sit back and just watch and see what comes to market and see if people start reducing and see how many listings come on in their segment that they're looking for. And they have that time now. So the more information, the clearer the information you can get to them to make yourself stand out, the better. So pricing and marketing and exposure are the best way to determine and to minimize your
time on market.
Assume time on market these days, yeah.
And fingers crossed a quicker sale. Guys, that's it for us this weekend. As always, from the rooftop, we provide these McInnes Marketing umbrellas.
Oh, we do. Okay. Here we go. Look at that.
Thanks, guys, and we will see you next week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.